Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Dirty's Daily is brought to you by BB's Tex Orleans. I love the vibe. I love the drinks. I love the food, and I love the people. Something about that Cajun vibe going on at BB's Tex Orleans that I really like. So I'm gonna let it power the drive. I'm sorry, Ron. Didn't mean to give away the whole show. Sorry, Tyler. Didn't mean to give away the whole show. Just a segment. They're gonna power Dirty's Daily today. Now the drive just so happens to be on the road. I know it is the holiday the holiday season, and we got Thanksgiving right around the corner. It's going to affect our Thirsty Thursday, obviously. But we are going to be on the road tomorrow. Another wet Wednesday. We're subbing that for the old Thirsty Thursday.
Back to back, huh?
Back to back, baby. Wet Wednesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings Park Row location in Katy tomorrow. I know there's a lot of people that are going to be off. A lot of people will be looking for something to do. Come on through Buffalo Wild Wings on the west side. Katy Park Row location. The drive will be there live 2 to 6 o'clock tomorrow, not Thursday. Right? Big shout out to Bud Light for making it happen. As Ron always says, we will not come anywhere empty-handed. We will have giveaways raffled off there. So come on through. Again, Buffalo Wild Wings Park Row location. We're going to take Thursday off, have some time with our families, obviously. And then we'll head over to Pearland. Now we get a lot of comments about how we never come down that direction. Well, ladies and gentlemen, not only are we coming that direction, but we are going to be at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. We are going to be at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland on Friday. So spend your time Thursday with your family. Come on through. BB's down in Pearland and hang out with us, have a drink, maybe a little prep. Tyler, what time's that Texas A&M game?
It's a night game, 6 or 7's kickoff.
So come on down and pregame, get ready for whatever party you're going to see. Let's get some Aggies and some Longhorns in the house. No fighting, no bickering, right? A little friendly.
Never that.
Little friendly pregame party at BB's Tex Orleans. With the drive on Friday. So Wednesday, we're at Wednesday, Buffalo Wild Wings, Park Row location, Katy. Friday, Football Friday, BB's Tex Orleans. Now, Ron, today is Tuesday. And I know the game, the Texans game, happened a while ago. But there is a lot to like about what the tape shows went down on Thursday night. And I got to start with Nick Cayley. All right, we beat Nick Cayley to death, rightfully so, justifiably so, early in the season. It wasn't pretty. It was ugly. But it has gotten significantly better. We talk a lot about what C.J. Stroud is stepping back into. Well, this film right here against the Buffalo Bills, not a great defense, but an overall team that is well-respected in the NFL. Nick Cayley was better than I thought he was, Ron. And if you remember correctly, with this game, I literally said he was cooking 15 different times in the first half. Now, the second half, I think there was a decision made to be more conservative, and I think
did that show in the film?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'll give you this. I don't know that I blame the decision makers for making that decision. I blame them for not aborting mission midway through the third quarter, but I don't know that I blame them, and here's why. Because not only was Nick Cayley cooking, Ron, there was multiple plays. You remember the fade to Higgins where he caught it, but he was out of bounds?
Yeah.
I mean, Dalton Schultz is screaming wide open up the seam for a touchdown. I mean, there were several balls that were thrown and completed, but out of bounds, or, you know, the quarterback had to make a pre-snap read, commit, and go. I'm not blaming on the quarterback, not saying anything. But you look around the field, and all of a sudden, it's like, damn, you could have threw that out route right here. Damn, you could have threw this seam right here for a touchdown. Man, you had to cross it right there. Like, there were opportunities galore all over the field for the quarterback on Sunday. So I knew in real time in the press box, like, hey, man, Nick Cayley, just by where the ball was going, like, Nick Cayley was doing some good things. Davis Mills throws the cut split fade off of the back of the defensive back that's covering Higgins. Then he comes back, and by the way, the Dalton Schultz up the seam, where you can argue Dalton maybe should have come up, jumped over the guy, made the catch. If that ball's thrown accurately over the outside shoulder with just like a level two throw, I mean, that's a walk-in touchdown. Right now, we ended up scoring on the touchdown to Christian Kirk anyway, so it didn't take points off the board, but I'm just telling you, Nick Cayley was better than I thought he was. And staying on that particular line of thought of better than I thought they were, the offensive line combo that they rolled out in this game, which was Trent Brown at right tackle, Ed Ingram at right guard, Jake Andrews at center, Titus Howard at left guard, and Ariante Ursary, the rookie, at left tackle. They've landed on their best five, Ron.
That the five? That the group?
It took them 12 games, 13 weeks, but they have landed on their best five. I believe the O-line, so much happened in the second half, and so much of it was getting conservative, not running the ball well. So much of it was like the penalties, a lot of it by the offensive line in the first drive out at half. So it wasn't pretty the entire game, but I'm going to tell you, man, the way they got push and the way that they handled double teams and the way that Ed Ingram's got a look out for Ed Ingram. I'll tell you this, look out for Ed Ingram. Like, there's still signs with Ed Ingram that you're like, man, what the hell are you doing, man? I mean, he just got totally whooped up front in the past. But you ever been around that guy, Ron, that was a really good player, like really gifted player, but maybe it's, you know, got to the league and just, boy, it was just an ugly fit, just got whooped from jump, and he just lost all his superpowers.
Yeah.
And he just got, you know, just to a point where he just didn't feel like he could win. It looks to me like Ed Ingram has found a system that he likes, and it may not be the system, it may just be the coaching, the coaching style, I don't know. But there, When I watch him play, there are athletic moments at that right guard position that you see, yeah, that's a former first rounder. You know what I mean? Like, there's physicality at times when he gets up on a linebacker and two-hand chucks a guy, and you're like, yeah, that's first round stuff. That guy, you watch Jake Andrews and you watch Jarrett Patterson, and you know, you watch those guys and you're like, I mean, those guys are fighting for their life. And they get it done, no disrespect. But they're using every ounce of strength they got just to get in the way and strain and finish. Ed Ingram's got some of that anymore. He goes up there and he'll do some things and you're just like,
he's a talent. There's more talent in gifts.
He is a gifted dude, Ron, and there's a level of dog in there that wants to, like what you expect from an LSU offensive lineman that was in the SEC pounding a rock from, you know, that whole mindset of LSU offensive linemen and defensive linemen that are just a little different breeds that are just, I mean, the, like real dogs. Like, I don't know him from Adam, but watching him play, there's some of that in him where, boy, if this thing takes off and the confidence continues to build and the quarterback continues to play a brand of ball where you can cover up some of the pass protecting issues, this dude could blossom into not just a good guard, but a great guard. Like, there's some of those things you see of, like, that's got great potential. And he's young and athletic and can go. So the O-line combo they landed on is without a doubt it.
I'm telling you, you know how I feel. We'll see. I don't love Titus at guard, but we'll see. If they can play like that consistently, then that is probably the best offensive line play we got to see.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Titus, because on the offensive line front in the tape, there are moments with Titus to where you go, that's a tackle, that's not a guard. You know what I mean? Where he'll get crossed up. He'll do some things that, you know, he's just not built to be a guard, bro. He's just not. I mean, he's just not. Now he gets
he's
down.
He's playing left-handed. That's not his strength.
Yes, and he gets down there and he does an okay job. And I think he probably is the best option that we have. But there's some things there that you're like, and I'm gonna tell you what else, bro. Ariante Ursary. There's a level of dog in there. Like, what we're starting to see on the offensive line, guys, is when, and look, they all make mistakes. Like, they've all got their warts, right? I mean, that's part of it. When you address offensive line the way you have, they all have their warts. But we're starting to see, I'm gonna tell you, both of our tackles have the ability to completely remove defenders from the equation, right? Whether it's the pocket or it's a run play and they're blocking down on a guy. If they get up to the second level and get their hands on the line, they have the ability and the want to, the willingness. Trent Brown and Ariante Ursary have the desire in their play style to absolutely remove people from the equation of whatever protection or whatever run play it is. And that is something for me, Ron, that I didn't think I would see in Houston. When Wade Smith told me, Clint, they just coach these guys different nowadays. I mean, they don't coach them to do those. I thought, well, damn, man. That's a real buzzkill. I guess I'm just never going to see the offensive line play that I can greatly appreciate again. I guess it's always going to be about this kind of screening for guys instead of blocking. Well, I'm going to tell you, man, these two tackles that are playing for the Texans right now, they have the ability to remove folks, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah. We'll see. Brown is, like you said, man. Once you get he gets his hands on you, it's pretty much lights out.
Yeah.
And we'll see. There's probably a little bit more speed rush with the Colts even than last week. But Bosa's been pretty good. We've seen Bosa have some big games, you know, just this year. And he gave him some problems, but it wasn't anything you couldn't deal with, like, within the game. And, you know, he's continued to play really, really well. And you can understand why the thinking is, all right, let's keep him on the floor,
yeah,
on the field.
Well, Ryan, you can look at, I mean, the fear when you talk about a true rookie starting at left tackle and then Trent Brown at 6'8", 380 starting at right tackle. The fear is like a defense is going to zero in on one of those guys and just overwhelm the entire offense, right? Just collapse every pass protection. The run game is going to be an issue. But the fact that no defense has done it, and they've seen some pretty good pass rushers. I mean, not all great, but that you mentioned Bosa. They've seen some good ones. And the fact that that guy wasn't able to go to do what, like you remember a couple years ago when the kid from Jacksonville, Josh Hines Allen?
Yep.
And now he was obviously zeroed in on one of the best in the game, but Laremy Tunsil. And it was just like, I'm going to beat you like a drum every chance I get. And it was so disruptive. Like, I thought we would, even though I liked what I was seeing, I thought, okay, it could potentially happen. And it may still happen, but I'm shocked that it hasn't happened yet. I'm surprised, really shocked, that neither one of those guys have appeared to just be overwhelmed for an entire half or an entire game yet. So hopefully we can stay that route. Now, flip over to the defense side of the football. There's a ton to like, obviously. Everybody's talked about Kalen Bullock, right? We've talked about Will Anderson. We've talked about Danielle Hunter. But I'm going to tell you, man, once again, I'm going to lean into Kamari Lassiter. He is hands down, on the defensive side of the football, my favorite guy to watch. Even when Will Anderson is having a defensive AFC defensive player of the game type game. Even when Kalen Bullock's having a AFC defensive player of the week type of game. there's still Kamari Lassiter. Ron, you saw, I think you mentioned it in real time. When he played the edge and he lit up that damn fullback that had a 4 or 5 yard running head start at him.
Yeah.
And then I think it was damn, what's 72's name? My mind just went blank. The one we always screw up.
Tommy.
Tommy Togiai. He ended up making the tackle for I think a 1 yard loss, maybe. I think there's a fourth and one that followed that. But the guy that made the play was Kamari Lassiter. Ron, dudes that size aren't supposed to stop dudes the size of their fullback in their tracks the way he did. And I'm gonna tell you, I don't know. I don't know that there's a guy like Derek Stingley Jr.'s talent is obviously extremely important, and he's extremely gifted, and he's gonna be a top end guy, right? But when I look at Kamari Lassiter may be a more valuable guy in the long run if he continues to play corner the way he can play corner. If you're talking about a guy that can go play corner and lockdown corner and then will play the run the way he plays the run, can bump into nickel and rush the passer the way he rushes him, when you talk about overall value of why a guy gets paid a boatload of money, Kamari Lassiter is that guy. It is crazy to watch, and it's hands down my favorite Texan to watch. He did it again this week.
Yeah, I mean, he had a hell of a game to watch. Three turnovers. He created the fumble, which became a huge, huge play, right? That's the only 3 points the Texans scored in the second half. He set that up, and then as D'Amico said, he said his favorite play was the game that ended it, and his second pick ended the game.
So, Bullock. I was talking about Lassiter.
Oh, Bullock. I'm sorry. I'm Bullock, but yeah, with Bullock on the last pick. But Lassiter, no, man, he's that cat's nuts. It is crazy. They've got like 5 or 6 guys that all play the same way, even though they play different positions.
Yeah. But here's kind of what I was getting at, Ron, is, and do you think it's like he's going to make maybe not the highest in the cornerback market, but he's going to be a top of the market guy.
They're going to have to make a decision.
I was setting it up. We clearly haven't seen him do what Stingley can do in a sense of just like, hey man, go guard the best guy on the other team and take him out of the box score. Like he may be able to, I don't know. We haven't seen it, but he's played an unbelievably high level of corner. We know he's one of the pillars in this defense, the leaders of this defense that D'Amico wants to build around. And then all of a sudden, he's lighting up fullbacks and stalemating them on third and short. I mean, that's got to get paid big time.
Well, yeah, and if there's a bit of a Will Anderson piece, as no you kind of mentioned to it, where like he means a lot more to them than maybe to other teams. Like he is definitely a tone setter, right? And no I question. Think with more years that he's here, he will kind of spread his wings a little bit more and kind of take over this team a little bit more verbally, like we've watched Will Anderson do over the last couple of years. So yeah, I think he is a guy that means a lot more to them than maybe others. Yeah, they got 5 or 6. Like I said, they got 5 or 6 guys that always look like they're being shot out of a cannon all the time. All right, coming up as we continue, a move that is going to say a lot here with the Astros. Obviously, maybe this ain't exactly what the Astros were looking to get, but it's in the same realm of type of player you think they should be looking at. We'll discuss that and look at the Rockets. Look at the big game coming up this weekend on Friday between A&M and the Longhorns. We'll do that.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to hydro.com code fit and save up to $600 on your next hydro. Hydro.com code fit.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
That coming up next.
Stretching Kikuchi tonight.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive. As we get you rolling here during this holiday week. By the way, Clint, this is one of my favorite times because it's feast week, baby. College basketball on all day long, and U of H, they got a big game. I think a rematch of the Midwest Regional Final between them and Tennessee. They play 17th ranked Tennessee coming up at 5 o'clock. They had a tight one. I was a little disappointed. I mean Syracuse going to overtime with Syracuse. That's a tough one, but those two guards, my man, O'Sharp, Uzan, 26 apiece. See if they can get a big dub today. They start about 5 o'clock in Vegas. So, feast week, college basketball all day long, baby. I love that all day and night. I was up. I know you get concerned about my sleep.
I am, by the way, I was dead serious, dead ass.
I know you
concerned
are.
About your sleep.
There was an 11 o'clock. I think it started about 11:15 tip off. I had to slide in there.
11:15.
Yeah, Vegas, baby. This tournament's all night.
Oh hell!
Oh, don't get it too is, crazy.
It's a
start hey, watching the game at 11:15. Yeah, man, you gotta get your ass in bed, man.
I gave it. Hey, I had to move it on after halftime. It was a little
hey, man. Real I'm night sorry, owl, man. This guy.
I was, man. That Gonzaga Alabama game had me last night, boy. I couldn't start rolling. That's the. Hold on. That is a late tip. That's a 12:15 East Coast tip.
Y'all are old.
I'm just saying it's a late tip for basketball.
Y'all keep playing with that sleep.
I'm not. I don't know what he's talking about. I'm routinely in the 1 o'clock range.
It was mainly Clint's reaction that had me cracking up.
Starting the game at 11:15?
That is a late tip. Yeah,
especially a game that you was Kansas playing.
It was paired with the worried about Ron's sleep.
No,
I'm dead ass. I'm worried. You're in genuinely. There too, Tyler. I'm worried about your damn sleep too.
I think he's genuinely worried about my sleep. That's all right though. I got about 12:45 last night. Slid in there, got up, did my Fox 26 it. Had to get up at 7:22 to do that, but you know, hey,
is that my boy Ron?
Sure is, it is me. Hey, by the way, I do want to pass this news. The Red Sox, they make a trade with the Cardinals and acquire Sonny Gray, the pitcher. And the reason why to me that is newsworthy is this is like the Astros obviously are going to have to add to their pitching rotation. They're not going to keep Framber, and they're going to have to do things to add, because right now it's Hunter Brown and, you know, a lot of guys that are either coming off injury or guys that you don't really love at this point right now, or you don't know exactly what you're getting. So they're going to need to get some guys in. And I'm not saying Sonny Gray is great, 14-8 last year with an ERA in the low fours. But this seems to be the type of guy they like to get. Clint, he's 36 years old. His contract around $20 million for a starting pitcher, not too terrible. Short term deal, only 2 years left on his deal. This is generally the type of guy they want to get. And I know they were connected to Sonny Gray, and it's not the end of the world they don't get him, but I am really intrigued to see what it is they do to kind of fill the void in that starting rotation that Framber's going to leave, and you know where they are with the other guys in the rotation.
Yeah, well, they're definitely going to got to go get somebody. I mean, we'll see Hunter Brown and company. We'll see
and
who,
the kicks,
we'll
yeah.
see who company is.
Yeah, because that seems to be the type of guy they would want to get. 36, 2 years left on his contract. Well, kind of know what you're going to get from him.
And I'll tell you what, I'm done with the whole, boy, we got a deep rotation. If, you know
they,
what I mean? Like, boy,
keep getting hurt.
They got a bunch of them 4 and 5 starters that can't stay healthy. I mean, that's the reality of it. So, yeah, there's definitely got to be some moves made if they're serious about making, you know, keeping this window open, if you will.
Hey, we had Danny Cannell on earlier. If you missed it, he was on with us at 3 o'clock as he broke down Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Lane Kiffin, a lot. Things we talked about with Lane – or with not with Lane Kiffin. It would be one thing if we had Lane Kiffin. A lot of things we talked about with Danny Cannell. Did you agree with him, Clint? He came out and said, absolutely not, that Texas, they don't have a shot even if they beat the Aggies and get into the college football playoff.
Yeah, I disagree with him. I think obviously it's a long shot, so he's not far off. I'm not going to try to say it's for sure, but you look at the teams ahead of them, and some of them he mentioned. I mean, Michigan's got a bad loss. If they drop a game to Ohio State, and all of a sudden they got three losses in there.
Oh, they're out.
I mean, these are teams that are above, that are right there, they're going to be fighting for with Texas, right? I mean, so, you know, they're one. You look at Alabama. Alabama's got a bad loss to Florida State out of the gate, and now do they drop another game to Auburn? I mean, there's a lot of movement there. You look at Utah's up there, and Utah, I believe, they got beat. They got skull-drugged by somebody, but they also got beat by, like, Arizona State or something. Like, all of the teams, several of the teams that could potentially land in that 10 to 14 range, potentially, and it's not crazy, but potentially could have three losses, and one of them be a bad loss, right? And so, look, I know it's a long shot, but I believe that Sarkisian is talking to his team about, hey, man, it's a no shot if you lose to A&M. You go in and win, make them make the decision to put you below a Utah team that's got three losses, potentially an Alabama team that's got three losses. You know, all these and I don't know how all that's going to work out because I didn't study every single team, but I don't think it's not possible. I think it's going to take crazy chaos up top, but I don't think it's impossible.
Another thing starts with tonight to see how far they move up in the poll. Because Georgia Tech right in front of them lost, so they'll move up. USC right in front of Georgia Tech lost, so they'll move up past them. They beat Vanderbilt, right? So you would think maybe there's a chance the committee jumps them over Vanderbilt because of the head-to-head. Right, and so we'll see how far they go up. Utah nearly lost to K-State, so that may be a deal in which they move them up. If they are in, you know, maybe the 13 range, then that also could potentially help them. But I do like what Danny said is they lose to Florida, and then they got just worked by Georgia, and that's a bad sign. Like that game against Georgia kind of made it look like, all right, guys, like they don't belong.
But, yeah, that fourth quarter could cost them. There's no question about it. That fourth quarter could cost them, no doubt about it. And it is a long, long, long shot, but I do think that Sarkisian can preach his team right now. You got to win this game to have a puncher's chance.
A pulse, yeah. 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 We'll see. We'll see what they want to do with them. All right, coming up as we continue, this is a conversation that I think is intriguing with the Texans, and that is that C.J. Stroud. And a lot of conversation has been about the demeanor of Davis Mills and in comparison to the demeanor of C.J. Stroud. And I think a good talking point within is this a big deal? How real is this? Is this something that is a big deal that CJ really needs to kind of change? And does this really affect his teammates and the Texans? We'll do.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Do that coming up next.
Would die for CJ. Everyone knows that.
Look at him! Look! Look!
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios.
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Sports Radio 610 presents.
Turkeys, rats,
you name it!
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to put a pound in on Thursday. I'm
with you.
I got about 3 stops. And I'm gonna go to work. I
mean, why are you making that decision on Tuesday?
I just feel like it is the call for me right now. I just think I gotta hit it. I'm telling you, I cannot wait. I've been here. My mother-in-law, she's already started preparing. She's been cooking. She's been cooking stuff, getting stuff ready for Thursday, and I am. I've made the decision. I am going to go to work.
Yeah, man, don't half-ass it.
No,
all
I
in.
Ain't, there ain't no half-assing it happening for me. I'm letting it ride. I am.
I've What's your favorite this. Item?
I love me some dressing, and I'm about to let it ride.
You a gravy with your dressing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I cannot. Well, I just, like, for me, the sides is where I could get myself good and aggressive on. Like, I can see that plate now. I can see that dressing right there with the gravy on the top. You're right. Slide that mashed potato right there next to it.
Yeah.
So that gravy can roll together and give you that mac and cheese.
Whew, give me some yams in there.
What about the meat, man? You go ham as well as turkey or no?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm there's going to probably be some brisket there too. I probably rotate those in there, but I'm gonna let it ride.
I could go a little brisket. I'm high on brisket right now. Just in general, a lot higher than I typically am.
Yeah, you're not. You generally aren't a big time. Well, I don't say brisket, but barbecue. That's not usually your go to. You must have had you some good brisket.
Well, I just the moist brisket is hard
hate
to
that
beat.
Word.
Well, okay, the tender.
Thank you.
The tender brisket is just, it's hard to beat that, man.
Yeah.
Someone texted you. Eat it alone. You don't have to add a bunch of sauce to keep it
from being real dry or anything.
Man. It's very edible, nice and tender. It's an easy eat. Doesn't have an over. If you don't put too much sauce on it, it doesn't taste overly barbecue to me. I'm a fan, man.
And you know what I'm really happy about, and why I'm gonna go. Ham, no pun intended. We are getting right out. We are here. We're in Kansas City with the family, and we are out of here Friday. So usually we're here a little bit longer, and usually, Clint, I'm good for a plate for potentially lunch and dinner, or at least one of them the next several days after. And I don't have that to worry about now. I'm getting out. I'm getting away from the food.
Get away from the bad decisions.
I don't have seconds. I don't have, leftovers to go and attack afterwards. So I'm just, boom, I'm going in Thursday, and I'm out. And we don't have no food at our house. We don't have none of that. I'm out. And I'm telling you, Tyler, I will wake the hell up on Friday after Thanksgiving, Saturday. I have two additional plates the next 2 days, be honest with you. I don't get tired of it. Like I could just walk up there and just give me some sides rolling. So that's why I'm going off. I'm going off on Thursday. I can feel it. I've made the decision.
What would be the best Thanksgiving leftover item to mix in with your breakfast? And you can't say ham.
Courtney has done like a turkey hash the next day where she's taken the turkey and did everything the way you would make a hash.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Put the turkey in there and put the eggs over the top.
Oh boy. That sounds tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah. She's done that number. She's done it with a little brisket as well.
Oh, the brisket is dead. Brisket's part of it. That's a.
Yeah. It's a.
Throw some mac and cheese in your eggs.
Why not? I've never tried
mac and cheese. Is so versatile.
It is. It's beautiful. All right, Clint. How real is this? Because, and a lot of people have responded to this. Do you think, especially after watching Davis Mills and how much you can't help how much it was talked about? Like, hey, man, he never seems flustered. He never he always looks like he's in total control. Do you think the way that C.J. Stroud goes about things, his demeanor, do you think it's an issue?
Well, I think it can be an issue if he doesn't figure it out.
Team macho.
Yeah, I think it can be an issue if he doesn't figure it out, and I think it's never been more in the face of Texans fans because we've literally heard the head coach talk about how Davis Mills' demeanor helped them come back and have a 26-point fourth quarter to beat Jacksonville, 19 points offensively and a pick six. And so I think it's never been more obvious that we need to get that same type of that same type of impact from your starting quarterback. Now, I don't mean same type as in the super even keel mellow guy. I don't expect CJ to be Davis Mills, but whatever that looks like where you impact the team in an overall way of where the team feeds off of something that you bring to the table, whether it's your demeanor, your fire, your energy, your juice, whatever it may be. I don't think we've seen that part of CJ Stroud yet. Now he's young and I think you got to go through these kind of things to kind of develop that, I believe. But it's, you know, I think it's never been more in our face than it is right now. And it's a great opportunity for CJ to develop that. I think it's less of a, you know, it'll be about Davis Mills because he was the backup and CJ's been hurt. But I think this conversation is really more about CJ Stroud developing that or not developing that. And that being his own style of leadership. And like what we've seen from CJ Stroud is, it to me, has been when the going's good and when the outcome is positive, it's stroke everybody, pray for everybody, we're all good, we're everybody's friend. Where CJ Stroud, I believe, is going to struggle and need to develop is the uncomfortable conversations, the holding guys accountable, the telling the offensive coordinator we need to do X, Y, and Z and being assertive about it. You know, that taking over this offense is going to be more about what he does and how he responds in the adverse way, you know, during adversity than it is about, hey, man, we got all kind of leaders when things are going good. You know what I mean? So I think the convo is more about we need to see CJ Stroud. It's never been more in our face because we just heard D'Amico talk about Davis Mills and how he impacted the whole team in a positive way in a big-time comeback. It's never been more obvious that CJ needs to impact the team in that way. Not if he's going to be the starter. We know he's going to be the starter, but if he's going to win games and be the face of the franchise and a $50, $60 million guy, he's got to show some level of that. And I think he's just got to develop into it.
Of course, we don't know 100%, obviously. We don't know because we're not in their locker room and we don't know everything that's happening. But I think it is a fair, at least question or wonder of, does what he presents in those moments when they are struggling? I'm even taking away the Tank Dell injury in Kansas City. That's different. Obviously, to me, he was affected after that happened. I'm just talking about even overall. I think it is a fair question and thought. Like, is he negatively affecting the feeling of his teammates when they are in positions of adversity? Does his demeanor, we're good, we're fine, or is it kind of going the other way? And I think that's a fair thing. Of course, we don't know 100%, but I think that's a fair question.
I think it's a great question. And here's the response that I have for you, Ron, is you said, is there a negatively, you know, does it negatively impact? I think the answer to that question is no. I don't think there's anything that CJ Stroud brings to the table that negatively impacts this team, right? The question is does he have the ability more times than not and in those moments to positively impact the team or not? If you're going to be the franchise quarterback, if you're going to be the undisputed leader of a football team, if you're going to be the guy that is the rock in the huddle that everybody looks to in those moments, you can't be a non-factor, right? There's got to be, and again, it's not going to be as the cool, calm, collected Davis Mills was, because that's authentic, that's natural, and people gravitate to that about Davis, and obviously it was infectious and contagious, and it took over the team in that critical moment. It was big. Whatever it is, whether it's fire, juice, calm, whatever it may be, there has to be something, right? Is it ice water in your veins? Is it that dog that holds everybody accountable? Is it that you're more cerebral than anybody on the team, and that you're that smart and you know what's right? Like what is it that in that moment the coach goes to the post game presser and goes, the whole team fed off of CJ's boom, right? It can't be a non factor, and it can't be when you're beating Baltimore 44-10, right? It's in those moments of, is there something intangible? We know tangibly CJ has it. But is there something intangible that CJ possesses that in those big moments the coach is going to go, that is exactly what the team fed off? Our whole team took on that mindset right there.
I like you said that, because it doesn't have to be a certain way. I think there are certain different things that and ways a team can feed off. He doesn't have to be like quiet confidence and stoic and same face all the time like Davis, because we've seen successful quarterbacks that are the opposite. But yeah, like there has to be a rallying thing in those moments. And I think it is fair. I think it's a fair thing to wonder if he is bringing that.
Does he have it in him? I think it's a real question. Like look at Will Anderson. Look at Will Anderson. Like right now, one reason Will Anderson is such a great fit, but I mean, I think he'd be this fit anywhere because he's the tip of the spear. But like in a critical moment, because of the way he plays down in, down out, and the way he practices, he can get in the huddle on the defense and say, damn it, y'all get on my level. Empty the tank. Give me everything you got, because you know he's going to put his hand in the turf and he's going to literally play in, play out. You've been watching this guy do it at a level that not many in the league do. And so there's a juice, there's an energy that he literally can change the vibe of probably the entire team if he called the whole team up. But like it's authentic, it's real. Like, what is that with CJ? I don't think we know yet.
Yeah. All right, coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire. The Colts coach had something to say that may potentially change how this game goes. We'll let you hear what that is. And U of H, they're about to be underway. The Rockets got a big dub last night without Durant. And a AFC contender in the wild card makes a move to add to their team. We'll discuss all of that as we continue. A little 5 o'clock fire coming up next.
Nico has got them on fire, baby.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.